Welcome to another Sunday Spotlight Show, shining a light on the artists and their music. This is Sunday Spotlight with Abby. I'm gonna be
good to be live. Abby here with you for Sunday Spotlight, the day of the week when I get to spotlight Christian artists and bands and walk you through their journeys as musicians. And today I get to be chatting with one of the voices behind Youth Alive's latest release. Eliza is here to chat with us. She's a worship leader with a real heart for seeing young people encounter God. And Eliza, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here.
Eliza, the song out, First Love, really feels sort of like this return to the heart kind of anthem. Were you part of writing this song?
Yes. So we wrote it at the writing retreat that we did last year, which is where we really just lean in to the Holy Spirit, and we just kind of listen and hear what he wants to say. And yeah, so those lyrics kind of just came out of an overflow on one of those nights with two others. And it was such a flow of creativity that night. And it just came out. It was awesome.
What's the story behind the song? What does this song mean to you?
So to me, First Love is about returning to the fact that Jesus is our first love and that nothing can compare. And it's just this beautiful reminder that this love that will not be separated from us through any circumstance will just actually never leave us. And it's just such a blessing to know that and know that so fully.
I think sometimes, like, you get this message for a song and you go to write it, but then in the writing process, God tends to reveal something different or it hits us a little bit differently. Was there anything that shifted for you personally during the writing or the recording process of this song?
Yeah, so when writing it, it was just, we began telling the story of Jesus and from Genesis 1, like how the earth was created. And from that, it kind of just flowed that it was all in God's plan from the beginning to have relationship with us and have relationship with his creation, which was just such a beautiful reminder when we were writing it. And we kind of began with the chorus. It was actually meant to be the one I love, but it ended up being my first love. And yeah, it just flowed from there. It was really, really cool.
I want to take a step back talk a little bit. So you do the song with Youth Alive, yes, which is a youth movement. I want to bring up. So Youth Alive is Australia's largest Christian youth movement. They're known for one of the biggest gatherings in Australia, the biggest Christian gatherings here in Australia, called Wonder World. And I was wondering if you could take us a little bit on the journey of how did you start out in music? And then where along in that journey did you become a part of this Youth Alive group?
Great question. So basically, I've been singing ever since I can remember, and my parents are musos. And I've always grown up in church, and I've always, ever since maybe grade 7, I was helping out on band and like doing backing vocals. Wow. And I knew Pastor Izzy from maybe grade 7, like around that time. And he's kind of known me throughout all my high school years and even after high school. And one time he was in need of a backing vocal and he was like, well, I know a girl, and then put me on. And then that was kind of the beginning. I clicked with the team and it was just, yeah, it was awesome.
I love hearing the different just perspectives on this. So Youth Alive is a youth movement. Yes. How does an organization and movement like collide with music? Because you guys also have bands, plural, different people on the band. So how do the two kind of come together? And what is it that you guys actually do?
Yeah, so basically, since Youth Alive is such this widespread Australia movement across all the youth, it's really cool to see different states form their own bands for different events that we put on. I know that there's like a different event in each state. Queensland has Wonder World. And yeah, so basically it's just people coming together and playing music for Jesus. And yeah, we've written songs that have come out of it and come out of being on band together and just that relationship that you form. And it's such a blessing to be part of. It's such an honor. Yeah.
And I feel like one of the things I really like about it is I think, at least from my perspective, it tends to be youth for the youth.
Yeah, 100%.
I was wondering how maybe even you personally have seen how Youth Alive's music has shaped young people's faith across Australia.
I know that from a young age, I attended Youth Alive events all throughout high school. And when they would release songs, it was so good to almost come back from that conference high, you know, and then just like you'd be able to still experience God and encounter God. Like, oh, I remember this song when we sung it on the second night or the first night. And you kind of get taken back to that. And it's so cool to just have music that can kind of take you back to that conference feeling where you really experience God in such a beautiful way.
Yeah, it's so good. What was the transition like going from, you know, this thing that you're growing in and is sort of a talent, not for yourself, because I think, like you said, at a very young age, you were a part of like the worship band and church and stuff. But how did it go from this thing that you kind of did on your own to now being a part of such a big youth movement and the bands that perform?
That's such a great question, because not even I can explain it, because it's just, I feel like it's just God and it's his favor. And I think if you, like it says in the Bible, that those who do well with little will do well with much. And I don't know, I just served as hard as I could on band on Sundays and youth band on Fridays. And this is just a result of that. And it's just, I can't even explain it. It's just, God has just put people in different places for different reasons. It's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. And sorry, there was something that you said that made me think of a question that just as quickly came to me, just left. oh my gosh. I might move on until I think of what it was that I was going to say. That's so embarrassing. Sorry. What is one of the things that you hope people feel or take away when they now hear this new track that's just been released?
I think the main takeaway is just returning to that childlike faith and going, well, the first person that ever loved me was Jesus. Yeah. And that is not even something that can be argued with. It's just, that's just the truth. And he loves everyone so deeply. And it's just being reminded of how God created the earth and he created all of us human beings so he could have a relationship with us. And just returning to that and being reminded of that it's not, like, we're never unloved and we're never unlovable. It's just, we're always loved by him. And it's just, yeah, it's such a beautiful thing.
It's so good. One of the things, I do remember what I was going to ask. One of the things that Ethan had pointed out, I think I already knew this, but I had him explain a little bit more in depth. He is a solo artist. He has his own music name for himself and his music that he does solo, but he also joins Youth Alive and creates music with them. Is that the same case for you? Like, do you have your own solo artistry and you've kind of joined Youth Alive, or have you started out joining Youth Alive?
Yeah, so Ethan and my stories are kind of switched, because he was already an artist and then joined Youth Alive, and then I was kind of just in Youth Alive and now I'm pursuing music. And it's actually really cool, because now I've kind of had that experience with the song First Love. Yeah. And I can take that experience and use that in my own music and see wherever that takes me. But yeah, it's an exciting journey. Yeah.
So how do you then balance, like, you're still trying to find your feet, so maybe you don't fully know the response to this, but how do you then balance, like, your work with Youth Alive while also kind of making a name for yourself in music and leaning off of that experience to do like solo work as well?
Yeah, well, overall, whatever glorifies God the most, I feel is where I want to be. If it's through Youth Alive, and if that's how much reach I can get to meet with people in their lowest moments through songs, then that's where I want to be. But if I'm also venturing off into other things, like, I would just love to do whatever God really calls me to do and whatever glorifies him and how I can be used by him the most.
Yeah. Whether it be part of Youth Alive or your own thing, I know you just released the song and it's still new and still celebrating it and getting the message out, but are there any current projects that you're even maybe allowed to talk about that you're working on, or the next song that you're working on, or anything that we can kind of look forward to or keep an ear out for?
The thing that I love about Youth Alive is that we're always kind of working on something. So there's always something to look forward to.
Yeah.
We make an effort every year to take time away and really press into God and write new songs from an overflow of that. And so there's really always something to look forward to with Youth Alive.
Yeah.
We've been working really hard in the studio, and we've been working really hard together to write new songs that we can release each Wonderworld. And also on my own, I've been doing a lot myself, so there's always different projects to look forward to. But yeah, soonest one is probably Wonderworld.
So good. One of the things I asked Ethan as well, I think sometimes, especially when you're young, when you're youth, it can be really hard as you step up into any kind of platform, like putting, even if it is a worship band on a stage, it can sometimes be hard to balance being authentic and glorifying God, like you just said, with performance. And I was curious, I think specifically for youth, as for those that are musicians and young out there that are trying to figure out the balance of both, how do you stay true to who you are as a worshiper and stay true to glorifying God as well as a performer as well?
Yeah, wow. Growing as a worship leader in the local church, it's been a really big priority to kind of, if you ever see me worship lead, I've got my eyes closed the whole time because I'm just trying to like make it feel like it's just me and God in the room. And I think from a performance perspective, when you're live recording and all those things, it is so important to make sure that everything that you do can be repeated in a local youth group and, you know, in a local church. But I think what's most important is that you're meeting God in that moment, and that people can really feel that anointing when they listen to the song, because they know that you are in a you're in the Lord's presence when you are recording it. So I feel like that really carries well from performing into the recording aspect as well.
How do you guys decide like who sings? What is it, a group decision? Is it just who was part of the writing process? Like, how do you decide in that moment who's a part of like the band aspect of things with Youth Alive?
Yeah, so it's more whoever sings it is who's written it predominantly. And the band is always the same. We've always got the same, you know, drummers, guitarists, bassists. But yeah, the whoever leads the song will always be whoever's mainly written the song.
So good. Yeah. I think it's really exciting just hearing the different like aspects and different takes. I love that it's a movement. One of the things that we just had someone say recently, so I'm a part of another organization called YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And they said there's something really unique as Christians, because God's called us to a mission and everything should essentially flow from that. And I see that in what you guys are doing. Like, you are a youth movement and everything is flowing out of that. And I love that about Youth Alive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same. I love it too.
So I think one of the questions I had thought of, I think, in relation to that is it's not just about music, it's about a mission. And was wondering how you personally have seen music open doors to deeper ministry.
Yeah, even recently with First Love releasing, I've had countless people from all different walks of life, from high school, from that I used to work with, all these different conversations that have opened up because of the release of this song. And it's just crazy to see the fruit already from this song releasing such a short time ago. But it's opened so many different conversations. Like, it's actually crazy. It's such a blessing to see. But I've just been so taken aback by how many conversations have opened up just purely from the song releasing and from me singing it. But yeah.
That's so good. I think it's like such a powerful tool that you guys have been given, and to watch what God does with that. It's so good.
So cool.
I have a couple of, they're not random. They're still in relationship to like Youth Alive and music and yourself, but they're sort of a little bit more outside of the box and fun just for the listener to get to know you and Youth Alive a little bit more. If you were to take Youth Alive anywhere in the world to share this music, where would it be and why?
That is such a great question. We've actually been doing some work in Croatia and Serbia. So I'd probably say back to Serbia and Croatia, because we've seen such a great move over there even recently. So a lot in Serbia.
Yeah, that's good. What's a dream that you have for Youth Alive's future, whether it be albums or collabs, tours? Like, what is something maybe that you guys haven't done yet that you want to do, or maybe something that you've done that you want to see more of?
I really love being able to share the music with such a wide range of people. I feel like if we could just take Wonderworld and just take it all over the world, it would be such a cool thing. Yeah. Obviously, that's on the chance that we're all able to do that, but it would just be such a cool, fulfilling thing to do, to be able to take this music around the world and really help teenagers encounter God through that.
Yeah, I like that. Is there a song from Youth Alive that's already been done that you wish you had sung the lead on?
Oh, I actually don't know. I do love Who Shall I Fear? It's just scripture. Like, a lot of the Youth Alive songs are just straight scripture, but I love Who Shall I Fear? And I feel like it's just such a beautiful song that meets kids where they're at, because there's just so much anxiety in teenagers these days. And Who Shall I Fear is just an absolute, it absolutely encapsulates how God can just meet you where you are and be like, there's no need to fear, literally no need to be anxious or be afraid. I'm here.
I think, and I guess it's okay if the answer is kind of similar, but I think in the same thought, one of the things I had wanted to ask was, in the age of like streaming, TikTok, I was going to say YouTube, but I don't even know if YouTube is even that popular anymore. How do you keep Youth Alive's worship relevant to youth, but still rooted in God?
I think it's important to have a different look, kind of, to help kids to like differentiate. And I think it's so important to keep scripture and to keep worship scripture filled. But I also think it's really cool, the vision of Youth Alive, how it does look very new and it does look very like design wise and events wise. It's very, it meets kids and it meets teenagers where they are. And it's interesting to them. But at the end of the day, when we worship and it's scripture based. So I think keeping worship and praise the same, same scripture filled songs, but also making the events to the same level of teenagers so we can reach out to them.
Yeah. Yep. Almost like being on their level, but in a way that calls them higher.
100%. Yeah.
All right, one last question from me. I kind of wanted to paint a picture. What is it like in the room when a Youth Alive song is created or born?
It's actually so chaotic. we, at our different writing retreats, we usually split up into little groups. When First Love was written, it was me and Nathaniel and Doug. And we were just sitting outside on the deck and we just had one guitar and we're just throwing around different lyrics. I had my phone open with all my different folders of random lyrics that I've thought of. And you just hear like an explosion of excitement from inside the house. And then you'll hear us screaming because we've just figured out a lyric. It's just chaos, but it's in the best way possible. We are just constantly, you know, figuring out new things, and we get very excited when we figure stuff out. But yeah, it's just an explosion of excitement all over.
So good. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm really excited. So basically what I'm going to do is, for Sunday Spotlight, I'll spotlight Youth Alive and kind of intertwine your and Ethan's, our chats, about Youth Alive while also spotlighting. So I'll spotlight First Love and share a little bit of what you've shared about the story behind the song and the writing process. And then Ethan kind of spotlighted Left the 99. And so I'll play other music from Youth Alive, but spotlight those two. I'll email Cam and let him know when all that's ready and when it will air, and I'll send a link through. But before I let you go, was there anything else that you wanted to touch on that I maybe missed, or anything else you wanted to highlight or say?
No, I think you covered it all. It's been such a great conversation. Thank you so much.
It's so good getting to know you. And we've been playing Youth Alive music for a while now, but I think this might be the first where we're giving the listeners a chance to really get to know you guys. So excited to play the new song here at the station. So thanks for taking time out of your day today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah, appreciate it, Eliza. All right, I'll let you go. I hope you have a good rest of the day, and I'll send through all the information once I get this up and aired.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Lovely to meet you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to another Sunday Spotlight. Don't forget, you can tune in for another one every Sunday from 12 to 3 p.m.